When you're struggling with hormonal imbalances, one of the things I hear from women is how it affects their self-esteem. Mood swings and emotional sensitivity before your period, fluctuations in weight or uncomfortable bloating, acne breakouts, low energy, which can directly dampen your motivation, painful periods, all can leave you feel helpless and affect self-esteem. And the fact that you can't focus on work and your productivity suffers, and experiencing some social withdrawals that come with that. Today, I want to talk to you about how I help women in my practice revive their self-esteem and what happens when you actually prioritize your health with some practical tips. Before we dive in, I want to tell you that the doors to my group coaching program, Hormonal Peace, are open once again until March 18. Hormonal Peace is the program where you will learn to restore hormonal balance by getting down to the root cause of the problem through nourishment and lifestyle changes. This program is perfect for women who want to regulate their cycles, have regular ovulation, restore stable energy levels, and it's for women who aren't making progress with their weight loss goals and are really tired of restricting themselves or going from diet after diet. This is the program where we're going to restore your hormonal balance for effortless weight loss. Without a further ado, let's dive into the episode. You're listening to Feel Better, Be Better, a podcast that helps women like you understand your female body better, balance your hormones naturally, and develop a healthy mindset. I'm your host, Dinara. I'm a certified women's health coach and a TEDx speaker, and I'm on a mission to help you make sense of your health. Let's get into it. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Feel Better, Be Better. I have taken some time off from the podcast because I had my sister visit me and we visited together in Morocco. And I truly wanted to take some time off to reconnect, but also to really give myself space to think about some incredible topics to bring to you this year on this podcast. And I've come up with some great ideas. So make sure that you stay tuned because a lot of the topics that I'm discussing in my DMs with women with real problems, and I want to shine light to a lot of the things that are perhaps standing in the way of you trying to get to a place where you truly feel like you are supporting your health to the best of your abilities and where you feel like you have the simple tools in order to be able to get you to a place where you have more energy, you feel better in your body, and you can truly advocate for your health. And today, I want to dive into a topic that resonates so deeply with me, and that's the topic of self-esteem. And I want to kind of paint a picture of a journey where understanding how your body functions, balancing hormones, and truly embracing a body positivity can really, literally, actually fundamentally transform your self-worth and your self-esteem. But before we dive into it, let's define what self-esteem actually is. And self-esteem is actually about having confidence in your worth and abilities. Essentially, self-esteem is self-respect. And now I want to talk a little bit about the incredible transformations that I often witness in women who transition from low self-esteem to embracing their bodies and really boosting their confidence. So, if you can imagine a woman maybe like you who embarks on a health journey, who wants to make more positive changes, and as you learn to nourish your body, truly fuel it with good whole food ingredients that make you feel good and give you energy, prioritize sleep, when you integrate movement into your normal routine, you not only start to experience the physical changes, but also you start seeing this shift in mindset. And I often see this with my clients. We maybe we're working on balancing their blood sugar or on eating whole foods, and all of a sudden their brain fog lifting, they're able to think more clearly, they start maybe seeing that their clothes are fitting them a little bit better, they can wear their favorite jeans. But it's not just physical, they also often start to think bigger, like, oh my goodness, this is actually what's available to me. I feel so good and proud to be in my female body. These are always the conversation that I tend to have with women in my progress, in my programs. So when we prioritize our health, and we prioritize specifically understanding our hormonal health, because it plays such a big role in how we feel, we're not just improving the physical well-being, but we're also nurturing our self-esteem, our self-respect from within. And the transformation is quite tangible. Recently, actually, I had a conversation with a client who told me that she, after completed one of my hormone balancing programs, it actually empowered her to feel good enough in herself. And she actually ended up asking for a raise from her boss. And she made an argument for why she deserved one, or why she was up for one. And at the same time, she got accepted and she ended up getting that raise. And she also ended up signing up for a running race. She started to run 5Ks. She was able to make it up to 6. So now she signed up for 10K race, and now she's going to be training up to that. And something that at one point seemed so impossible to her. So she messaged me and she told me that, I just found this newfound confidence in my abilities because I'm so much better at understanding my body's needs and its capabilities. And she grew this self-belief, self-respect, because she was able to restore her health. And now she actually feels good to be able to take on the next challenge. And improving hormone health offers so many benefits that are specifically beneficial for self-esteem. When you really regulate your mood, your energy levels, your overall well-being, balanced hormones essentially lay the foundation for a positive self-image, how you view yourself. But it's not just about the physical changes, as I mentioned. It's about really reclaiming control over your body and just having this deep sense of respect for your female body and for what it does for you. And I want to walk you through a typical journey of someone new to my program. Initially, most of women usually struggle with low energy, some weight fluctuations, painful periods, all of which chip at their self-esteem. Just slowly, they begin to feel worse and worse about themselves. And when we start focusing on simple things like nutrition, particularly increasing protein intake with every meal, we really begin to see almost immediate improvements. And it really doesn't take that much time, since when you begin to start paying attention to your health and doing the right things, to really see significant improvements. And with each small win, we learn to trust our body's ability to heal. And as we trust our bodies, we begin to respect its timing and its processes, and that increases your self-esteem. And of course, the first step that I usually take with women is nutrition. And the second comes the menstrual cycle, a really such a big revelation for many. Really understanding and embracing the natural rhythm of your menstrual cycle empowers you to work with your body, not against it. And there's this newfound respect for your femininity that often creates this deeper connection to your body and further elevating your self-esteem. So I remember that often in the second half of my cycle, around day 24, is usually when I tend to experience a lot of body dysmorphia. And body dysmorphia is basically when you feel like your body has completely changed almost overnight, like nothing looks good on you, nothing feels good, and you just feel like just really unhappy in your body. And actually, it's the hormonal effect often on our brain, because we're going through the phase of the cycle in the second half of our cycle, where sometimes because of hormonal changes, we can really start doubting ourselves. And really, in these moments, because I know how my body works, I'm able to just put down that inner critic, silence it, and be like, okay, this is simply just hormonal. It's not realistic that I've completely changed the way I look overnight. And what I'm experiencing is just the temporary way that I feel about my body, and it's not forever. And fair enough, because I don't talk negatively to myself, the next day I feel better again. And then by the time my period comes, I feel normal again. And because I understand how my body works, because I understand that these are the things that are happening ahead of time, knowing exactly what happens in my body, I'm able to not let this simply hormonally dictated behavior changes really affect my self-esteem and chip away at my confidence. So that's the sort of thing that I encourage you to learn and to really understand about your body. And the menstrual cycle can really be such a mirror, because menstrual cycle is this ebb and flowing, fluctuating of hormones where our bodies change so significantly from one week to the next. And if we know how our body changes, we can really give our bodies space, and we can be respectful towards ourselves, give ourselves the kind of nourishment that we need, and maybe push ourselves or not push ourselves, depending where we are in your cycle, but do it because we understand what our body needs, and come and we respect it and we give it the best support that we can. So to all the women, if you are on your hormonal journey, or maybe you're on a health journey, remember that you have to, as you're going through your hormonal journey, you have to embrace the process, regardless how fast or slow it is. The fact that you are putting work into your body, that you're working on your energy, you're trying to eat better, you're trying to move better, you're trying to manage your stress, these things compound so quickly. And these small things, sometimes we don't think they add up, but they really add up. And one day you wake up just feeling so much better in your body. Just your self-esteem is just higher. So celebrating little victories, and just knowing that you're definitely worthy of love, regardless of the sort of body you are or where you are on your health journey. And you can always, your journey to better self-esteem always begins with honoring your body and your body's incredible capabilities. So now let's talk about the importance of body literacy and the impact of body literacy on self-esteem. So body literacy, it basically refers to, the definition of it is basically having a deep understanding and appreciation for your body's natural rhythms, and for having an understanding for your body's natural cycles, what your body natural needs. Essentially, body literacy is self-knowledge, and knowing our body makes us understand ourselves so much better. And when we're attuned to our bodies and treat them with kindness and respect, we kind of develop this sense of self-love and self-acceptance. And that will, in turn, just crank up your self-esteem and allow you to move through the world with confidence. And often what I like to refer us to self-confidence, self-confidence and self-love is really self-understanding. When you're comfortable in your skin, you can own all of you. When you, like I mentioned, the moments of the body dysmorphia, you can own that and you can be like, well, I actually know exactly what's happening with my body. And you can tell your inner critic, okay, hello, I can hear you that I can't do this. I'm not cut out for this. And all of those judgmental voices that pop up in our head, I'm not good enough. And we can just be like, okay, I know you're coming. I know you hear it because of the fluctuating hormones, and I accept you, and I'm also not going to listen to you. And you can silence that voice. And the more times you go through the cycle of silencing the voice, at some point, you just no longer have those self-deprecating thought patterns that perhaps can get you down and make you feel like you're less than, because it's definitely not true. And so let me repeat this again, that self-confidence is really comes from self-understanding. But perhaps one of the most powerful ways to boost self-esteem is really by exposing ourselves to a di- diverse ranges of body types. And hear me out. When I talk about body types and body sizes, I have recently went to Morocco, and one of the things that you recommended to do is to go to a hammam. And I've shared this on my Instagram story, so I wanted to talk, and it got such a good feedback. So I wanted to bring it on the podcast and have wider conversation to describe just how profound that experience was for me. And I'll tell you, the reason for that was actually seeing the being exposed to normal body women who just felt so comfortable in their skin. So I'll go back. So we went to this hammam, and hammam is this traditional ceremony in certain countries. It's sort of like, you might know it as the Turkish bath, where you basically come in for this cleaning ritual. You literally come in and then you take it into the steam room where you are meant to rest for a few minutes just to allow for your skin to sort of soften. And then you have this person or two people that come in and they basically scrub your skin for about 20 minutes, scrub your whole body. Literally, you're shedding old skin, and you can just feel that your skin is basically shining because it's never been as clean. At least mine hasn't. I definitely don't scrub myself with that intensity for so long. And what I've noticed is the women that were cleaning us, in the standard sort of Western world, would be considered overweight. But these women just came in, they were so confident, they absolutely owned it, and they felt so comfortable in their bodies. And then these other women that were sharing steam room with us and waiting for their turn to be scrubbed were also living in the bigger bodies, and they again were completely naked, and they just owned it. There was zero indication in their body language that made them seem uncomfortable. They were in the poses that were just so comfortable, especially for a naked person. And in the Western society, we often, it's almost like we're afraid and don't see as many real naked or half naked bodies that are actually of what a real woman looks like. So whenever we do see naked bodies or half naked bodies on the beaches in North America, it's often this very unrealistic beauty standards of six pack, maybe massive bums that are just like almost looks like they've been chiseled out of marble. And is this like incredibly airbrushed, filtered bodies that we see on the cover of magazines or on Instagram? We only see the people that maybe display themselves and show their bodies are the people that are, again, very skinny, and maybe they promote their six-pack abs. And these are just not realistic everyday bodies. But when your brain is exposed to this unrealistic picture all the time, it just begins to think that this is what's normal. So the reason that the experience in this hammam was so transformational for me is because I've just seen all of these different female bodies just feeling so comfortable in their skin. And because they were so comfortable, I got very comfortable. And I just wish that if we just stop chasing, or maybe stop following all the time just the people on Instagram that are having the kind of bodies that you don't have, and rather finding Instagram accounts to follow of this full-sized, beautiful, or normal bodies that don't make you feel bad about yourself. Because of course, when you feel bad about yourself, comparing yourself to these unrealistic things, guess what's going to happen to your self-esteem and to your confidence? It's going to plummet. So, but it's truly the exposure. We just need to see these things. We need to normalize normal bodies by teaching our brain to be exposed to those things. It's kind of the similar thing when I hear so many women complain to me that they don't like the way that they look in pictures. And it's just this thing like, you would take a picture and then you show it to them and they like, this is terrible. And you like, but this is a picture. This is what I've taken of you. Like, this is you. And often we just get so worked up over the picture that we don't like, but it's because we look on Instagram and we look at all of these filtered versions of people. And then when we see our own picture taken without any filter, we no longer like it, simply because we've been exposed to this extremely unrealistic way. So the realistic picture seems now, quote unquote, not beautiful, because it doesn't look like that filtered version. So yes, like I understand on Instagram, I'm one of those people that I always use filter when I'm kind of have my face close to the camera, but also don't lose touch with reality. Don't lose touch with normal, healthy bodies. And I just think our society would be so much better if we had this public baths where we all went in our real bodies and we got exposed to these things, or when we go on the beach and we just feel comfortable in our bodies and seeing other people be comfortable in their bodies, we can just collectively lift the way that we feel about ourselves and really notice the beauty, because it comes in all shapes and sizes, and our worth is truly not determined by how many abs you have or the number on the scale or the size of our clothes. It's truly determined by how you feel. And the way that you feel good about yourself is when you truly pay attention to your health, where you do things that benefit your health. And that's how you grow confidence, and that's how you grow that self-esteem. So to all the women out there who are on the journey to maybe begin their health, or maybe you just need an extra motivation to keep nourishing yourself with good foods, keep moving your body, keep prioritizing your sleep, maybe say no to that glass of wine because you want to have a really good sleep. Those are the things that are small little changes that will cultivate better self-esteem. And I really hope you encourage you to really embrace the journey to health, because when you're healthy, you have the energy. And when you have the energy, you feel better, you set the goals, you achieve them, you celebrate the progress. And in the moment, you slowly in yourself develop this little seed of, actually, I can do this. I feel good about myself. Actually, I feel confident. And you're growing that, but it's truly begins with health. It begins with how you feel physically. Nobody who is constantly exhausted would just feel extreme high self-esteem. You just simply don't have the brain capacity to even get there. So health is always a priority. And with that, I want to tell you that I have reopened the doors for my 10-week group coaching program. If you're somebody that wants to go on a hormonal journey, that wants to have accountability, and that wants to have that support, this 10-week program is my signature program, and I've poured my sweat and tears to teach you everything that you need to know in order to understand and live in tune with your body. This program is focused on restoring your health by getting down to the root cause of the problem through nourishment and lifestyle. And it's a program for women who want to regulate their cycles, who want to have regular healthy ovulation, restore stable energy levels, overcome these dreadful PMS symptoms like mood swings and headaches, and also for women who maybe aren't making a lot of progress in their weight loss journey, but know that they can feel better, but there's just something that's stopping them, because that something is usually some sort of imbalances in the hormones. And if you're frustrated with this restrictive methods that are being offered with diets, and you just want to put an end to it and have an effortless weight loss where you're working with your body, eating delicious, nutritious foods, this hormonal piece 10-week group coaching program is for you. You're going to be taking on this journey along with other women, where I will be guiding you weekly on the weekly calls, where we'll be connecting, learning together, learning from each other, because when women get together, we can learn from each other's experiences to really get our place to a place where we can restore our health. So if that sounds interesting, head over to the link in bio and apply to be part of this program. We're going to schedule a call to make sure that you're a good fit, where I'll be able to answer questions and tell you exactly how this will help your specific health goals, and we'll go from there. So I'm so glad to be back with the podcast episodes. They're going to be coming out weekly. So make sure that you subscribe, you stay tuned, and please share this if this message has resonated with you. And with that, until next time.